With a wide, thick head shaped like a double-headed hammer, with an eye on each end, the scalloped hammerhead shark is a sight to behold. Unfortunately, this unusual-looking creature could disappear from our oceans if steps aren't taken to protect it. In July 2014, the National Marine Fisheries Service classified the scalloped hammerhead as endangered, making it the first species of shark to be protected by the U.S. Endangered Species Act. Holly Bourbon, curator of large fishes and diving safety officer for the National Aquarium, is here today to share more about this fascinating animal and the threats it faces. Hi, Holly.
Hi, John.
So tell us a little bit about this unique species of shark in the first place.
It's one of eight species of hammerhead sharks. It's also found in warm coastal waters and tropical seas around the world. It can get up to 14 feet long and over 350 pounds. It's different from other hammerheads in the fact that the front of its head has three notches, which produces the scallop shape for which it's named. They're generally not known to be aggressive towards humans. They eat fish, squid, crustaceans, and stingrays.
What role do they play in the ecosystem, and why is their declining population a concern?
Well, they are among the most threatened of the highly migratory sharks. Their population has declined by more than 75% in the past 15 years along the eastern U.S.
Wow.
Now, as top-level carnivores or apex predators, they help maintain an ecological balance in our oceans. So they keep populations of prey species in check. An example of this would be if we had a decline in the scallop hammerhead and other sharks, you'd have an overabundance of cow nose rays. These cow nose rays could actually help cause the collapse of well-established North Carolina bay scallops.
Why are these sharks disappearing, and what are the threats they're facing now?
Hammerhead sharks are being targeted for their meat, skin, and oil. They actually swim in large schools of several hundred animals. This makes them easy prey for fishermen targeting large catches. They're also taken in the shark fin trade. Scalloped hammerheads have large fins with a high number of fibers, making them highly desirable for shark fin soup.
Hmm.
Fishermen are also catching juveniles as adults, and they're also caught as bycatch, which means they're caught accidentally by long-lining crews fishing for swordfish and tuna. When they're caught accidentally, they experience so much stress that many do not survive. Approximately 90% of hammerheads caught as bycatch and released are estimated to not survive.
Oh, boy. Is there anything individuals can do to help protect the scalloped hammerhead and other endangered shark species?
Well, for starters, when you're out, either grocery shopping or at a restaurant, you want to choose sustainable seafood. At the aquarium, we actually do have seafood watch cards, and you can go on our website as well. Be an informed consumer. Know what you're buying. Not everything you see that's labeled as one species of animal is actually what it says it is. So again, try to be informed. Local grocery stores are actually providing more sustainable seafood choices these days.
And as I understand it, they're doing it because of the pressure they've gotten from the consumers.
Correct.
Well, thank you so much, Holly. Appreciate your coming in. For more information about the scalloped hammerhead shark and what's being done to protect it, visit aqua.org/ablueview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.